Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy, only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources from industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Marketing, Media, Money Podcast. I'm your host, Patty Farmer, and I'm looking forward to sharing today's industry expert with you. And today, we're going to be talking about quizzes and assessments. Should they be your lead magnet? Should they not be your lead magnet? What's the best quiz for you? What's the best assessment, and why should you do it? So I think this is a really great topic. Make sure you get your pen and paper out, because you're really going to want to know about this so you know what the right decision for you is. And let me tell you, by the end of this podcast, you're going to be able to make a decision. And that's what it's all about, right? So let me tell you a little bit about our expert. So Anne Marie Rose is an online brand strategist who helps coaches, consultants, and course creators elevate their offers, clarify their brand message, and streamline and simplify their digital marketing so they can impact and earn millions online without overwhelm. She's also the creator of Quizness, a four-phase framework, which we'll be talking about, and training program that makes it easy for purpose-driven entrepreneurs to amplify their authority, engage ideal audience members, and accelerate their business-building results using interactive quizzes and assessments as a cornerstone of their brand experience. So thank you so much for being here, Anne Marie. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
I am too, because this is one of my favorite subjects, and it's probably one of the biggest things that I do that has been very successful for me as a lead magnet. So I really love it, but I think things evolve and there's questions people should ask themselves so that they get it right, so that it converts more, right? And so I think that's really important. So before we get started, tell us a little bit about how this became the thing that you do. Like, right, you know, we didn't just wake up one day and decide this is what we were going to do. So I'm sure there's a little bit of a story there on how this became your aha moment and why you are passionate about it.
Yeah, there is a definite backstory. So my background has always been in content marketing of some sort. And over the years, when I first started in business, I was offering a range of content marketing services. From there, I had a bit of a realization that many of my clients were doing content for the sake of content, but actually building businesses they weren't super excited about. And so from there, sort of got to the root of the issue, that being their ultimate brand and business strategy and setting that vision and then having a strategy that aligns. And in the process of doing that, obviously being well-versed in content marketing, I knew I needed to be growing my own email list. However, I am not someone who loves, I'm a true visionary at heart. So I don't love the implementing all the time. I'm at my best with a strong supportive team. But in the early days, you don't exactly have that team. So I knew that my lead magnet, trying to make a lead magnet that was, say, an ebook or some really beautifully designed guide or even a mini course, just felt daunting to create. But I did really, I saw a few people online using quizzes to grow their email list. I knew that it could be done, but there was no one out there really talking about it. So I purchased actually a course that included a tutorial about how to use a platform I already owned that I was already, you know, paying for on a monthly basis to create a quiz. And it was a $600 course that just, it was about a bunch of other things, but there was one tutorial in it that I wanted. So I paid for that course. I created my first quiz. It was very complicated. It was far more complicated than I ever recommend. There were 16 outcomes. It was a great quiz, but it was very complicated to create. It took me 4 months. And that was kind of my first foray into list building in general, and grew my list maybe, I don't know, a couple hundred people. But over that time, my own business model, business vision, business mission was evolving. And through that evolution, realized that I really wanted to help people do everything that you already previously mentioned that I do, like elevate their offers, clarify their message, and then streamline their marketing strategy. So I focused in on just one of those and developed our brand message quiz, our brand message breakthrough quiz. And that became our biggest list builder to date. And I had a lot more clarity on how I wanted to help people. And we still use that to grow our email list to this day. And after doing that successfully and helping a few other clients create quizzes along the way, I had lots of people asking me, how the heck did you do this? So of course, my reverse engineering mind got to work and I came up with a framework and put it out there, tested it, and saw that people were able to put a quiz, an effective, strategic, intentional quiz out into the world in just a couple of weeks with this framework. So that's how it all came together.
I love it. You know, I think that sometimes one of the biggest things that we can do in business is to see, where's there a gap? Where is something missing? And I always love to tell my clients that, you know, my job is to see where the gaps are and stuff them with money, right? You know, so, but to see that this was a gap that was missing and to be able to invest, I really want to touch on that how you were willing to put your money where your mouth is, so to speak, right? And walk the talk, that you literally spent $600. And while for some people, $600 might not be a lot of money, for some people, it might be a lot of money, right? But to do it to get one specific thing, I think was brilliant, because that one thing has obviously worked, right? So not everything in everything. It isn't any different than when you go and see a whole collection of something and you only like some of the pieces, right? That's okay. But the fact that you did that and then jumped in and then used something you were already using, right? I mean, each one of those is such a great strategy. I could literally sit here and go through just what you said already, which I think is really important. But the biggest thing I want to say before we jump in is that I agree with you. Like, I feel like when people think, oh, I just don't want to make a course, I don't want to make a mini course. And even doing, like you said, I mean, nowadays you can go to Etsy and find all kinds of templates and all that kind of stuff, which is great and makes it easier, but you still have to come up with the content. And like what you just said, you need to make sure that that content is speaking your brand message, which is really, really important. So I kind of want to dive in to that and really talk about, you know, that framework you were talking about. But what I really feel like I want to do first is, I feel like it's always important to know what not to do. It's always important to know what not to do. So first of all, you know, thinking about what you said about, we all need to have some type of lead magnet and stuff. So I'm pretty sure everybody in my audience probably knows what a lead magnet is, right? But just to make sure, in case somebody told somebody to listen today, because, right, you know, go ahead and why don't you give me your definition of what a lead magnet is? And then from there, let's go into what a lead magnet is and what some of the biggest mistakes you've seen people make doing it wrong. And then we'll kind of give them all the juicy stuff of what they should do.
Yeah, beautiful. So a lead magnet is purely, I like to think of it as a sampling of your brilliance or the value your business provides. Something else I teach, I call it our audience engagement roadmap. This is something that I use to help our clients to wrap their mind around how to actually engage people who are those right fit clients. They're just at a different stage in the customer journey. So they may not be as familiar with your expertise, maybe in that less problem aware phase. So your lead magnet is really meant to be something that's for someone who realizes they have a problem of some sort, and you're inviting them to, it could be to explore a solution to the problem. It could be to gain greater clarity around the problem they know they have. It should somehow relate to a pain point they're experiencing or a really strong desire that they have. And that's, I consider it a piece of what I like to call invitation content. It's a way that they can metaphorically or virtually raise their hand and say, hey, I'm interested in or at least curious about the subject matter your business is known for. That's ultimately what a lead magnet is. And to just make it really tangible, because I always like to break it down to two examples. We've already talked about a few of them. An ebook, a mini course, a quiz, an assessment. It could even be a free call of sorts. There's lots of different examples of what you could use as a lead magnet. And something that's becoming more and more popular, depending on your industry, is actually a small paid type of an offer. We use those as well in our business to grow our email list. So depending on your audience, you may have there may be a small price on what the way that you're using to grow your email list.
I think that makes sense too, though, because you know, back in the day, everything was, oh, have a tripwire and then do this and then have a bump. Like there was that whole funnel. Yep. But the reality is a lot of times people do want to taste you before they hire you. They want to really kind of think about, because they may be aware and they may just be interested and they may be evaluating. You don't know what they are thinking about when they do it, but it is a great opportunity to be able to get them on your email list, which is really inviting them into your community, because we all know that, you know, it's great that we have a social media community. That's really great, but we don't own that. It's not real estate, right? The best real estate you have is your email list. So the sooner you can get people there, the better. So I think that is really good. So when people are creating a lead magnet, what would you say are some of the, let's just say, two mistakes that people make when they go to do it?
So the number one mistake I see is the lead magnet not being incredibly relevant to the offer itself, or it's kind of twofold here, because if you're listening and you've been in business for a while, you've probably heard that. It's not super, I wouldn't be surprised if you've heard that one before, that it needs to be related to your offer. So for example, it doesn't make a ton of sense if you help women postpartum to shed their baby weight and feel amazing in their own skin. It wouldn't make a ton of sense for your lead magnet, for example, to be about getting your baby to sleep better at night, for example, because they may not have the issue that, you know, that the weight and body confidence may not be an issue for them, right? So that's one piece of it. However, the other piece is putting a lead magnet, free content out in the world that does not resonate with the way your ideal audience member thinks about the problem they have. So as experts, as coaches, as consultants, as industry experts who are really well versed in our subject matter, we can often see straight to the root of the problem much faster than our ideal clients can. And so to speak, sometimes we go too far too fast, or speak too advanced using industry speak or whatever in the way that we are framing, or at least framing is just another way to say, like, talking about and teaching people to think about something. The way that we're speaking about our lead magnet or the title of it, that it's too far beyond where they actually are, or it could purely be the language that you're using isn't language that's going to resonate.
That totally makes sense. I think it is very, very important. I think a lot of times people get caught up with trying to come up with catchy things and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, if it isn't what they want to hear or what they're even looking for, they can't even recognize it, they're not going to do it. So I think that is really important. So how would someone know if a quiz or an assessment is the right lead magnet for their business?
This is super simple, almost so simple it seems silly. As long as you know the audience you want to serve and the problem that you want to help them solve, you have enough insight to create a quiz or an assessment. And here's why I stand by that. I did not used to stand by that. I used to say that you needed to have a proven offer to really justify creating a quiz or assessment. However, I did not have a proven offer when I created my first quiz or assessment. I was offering content marketing services, mostly done for you, which is not at all what I offer now. And at the time, I knew it was not at all what I was going to offer down the road in my business. However, I did not know for sure what I wanted to package up, what people would be willing to pay me for that would feel really delicious for me to deliver. I am a consultant and strategist now, so I am not behind the scenes doing the work. We do have some done with you experiences that we offer, but I am not a done for you service provider. But I created a quiz when I was. I just knew that I wanted to help coaches, consultants, industry experts to grow their businesses online. That's still what I do today, but it's not what I was doing back then. And the first quiz I created ended up giving me the clarity based on the responses I saw people were providing. That gave me the clarity to then package up more strategic offerings that really leverage my zone of genius in an even more powerful way than the done-for-you services we're doing. And that was part of the evolution to where we are now.
Okay. So I want to make sure that people don't get lost right here in your story. And so I want to make sure, which actually that was a beautiful example. But now let's go back a little bit. And so how would they know? What's a question? Like, can you sum it up in like a question that they can ask themselves? Like they could just ask yourself this. Yep. And if this is your answer, then you would know that this would be a quiz. So for example, it was like, oh, if your email list is not where you want it to be and you want to grow an email list, well, then a quiz or an assessment is great for you. I mean, that's just like one example.
Ask yourself, right? You could write down on a piece of paper right now, what problem or who do I serve? And then what problem do I solve? Simple as that. And answer those two questions. And if you know those two questions, and again, it can be a desire to who do I want to serve? What problem do I want to solve for them? If you can answer those two questions, you have enough clarity about the direction of your business to create a quiz that can move you forward.
I love that. You simplified that really well. I love it when I get a story and a simplified version for them to ask themselves so they can put themselves in the story. That was fabulous. Great answer. Thank you so much. So let's think about some factors. Dare I say, let's think about some game-changing factors, right? That most business owners forget when they're creating a quiz or an assessment. So do you have a few of those that you could share?
Yeah, the game-changing factors that they forget about. Was that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the couple of factors that people tend to forget about is one, just creating a quiz that is going to, again, speak to what their audience actually wants. And it's while it's really tempting, and I find this a lot with coaches and consultants who ultimately, at the end of the day, we need to be able to understand our audience's pain points and they want their pain points solved and you help them do that. But there's this tendency to want to go the BuzzFeed route with the quizzes and do this really fun, kind of catchy, popular and very, very positive spin on a quiz, which is not to say that you can't go that route. It just depends on how quickly you want people to be able to move in the direction of what you offer after taking your quiz. More often than not, it's an uncovering of a pain point that needs to happen through that quiz. People need to get greater clarity and direction related to a pain point that you can help them solve. So there is that tendency to want to go super positive or just really fun and flashy and catchy, but in a way that doesn't have a ton to do with what you actually offer. And there's really no point in having an email list full of people that just, unless you are an entertainer and you have an entertaining brand, it's helpful to know that the people on our list are there because they identify with the problem we solve. That's the first thing. Second thing is not following up. So yes. You can't just create a quiz and have people click through it and hope that that's going to grow your business. You have to have a plan for the follow-up. And we have that built into our framework that we teach and that we guide our clients through because it's so, so important. So that might be an email list. If you want to do minimum viable plan here, you could do it as you could do something as simple as once people end on your email list, if you're not doing a big, big promotion strategy, you could start out by simply sending have an automatic follow-up email that's going to go out to them that says, thanks so much for taking it. Here's your results as a reminder. And then you could send a personalized follow-up if you wanted to and say, hey, I saw you took the quiz and you got this result. How did that resonate with you? You could simply start there if you don't feel like writing out a full email sequence or something like that. But it is very important to follow up and to map out that plan to your offer. So that's thing number two. So got one, not having a quiz that's going to resonate with the people who have the problem you solve. Two, not following up. Three, thinking that you're just going to pop the quiz onto your website and that a bunch of people are going to take it. Unless you have a blog that has built up a ton of SEO, that's probably not going to be the case. You need to have a plan for putting the quiz or assessment, whatever you want, you personally want to call it. Some people resonate with one over the other. You need to have a plan for putting that out into the world. That can be as simple as putting it, you know, weaving it into a LinkedIn post once a week, or running some ads to it, or, you know, you could add share buttons to the end. And if, as long as you're, the result that your quiz is providing is something that people would actually want to share, that people may share it for you. So having a plan to promote your quiz is important as well.
I love that. Some of the ways that I've used my quiz that have been very successful for me is inviting people to take my quiz when they join my Facebook group. That is something I do. I also invite them to take it inside my magazine. So when they're in there, I have a full page ad in my magazine that takes them to the quiz. So I do that. Those ones have been very, very effective for me. And again, I do think it is really good to just weave it through different places, because when people are, I think, are looking at trying to find a place and, you know, are you the right person? So when they're actually evaluating, are you their person? This is a great way for them to do it. So keeping something front and center, I think, is very, very important. So I really love that. So that was really a great one, because I do think people do think, build it and they will come. But first they have to know you built it, right? So I think that was really important. So I'm glad that you added that on there. So you spoke earlier about how your company has a framework, right, to create and launch your own quiz. So you said that it has like four steps.
Yes.
Four phases, four steps. Could you take us through the four steps?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of a framework just to simplify things, especially one of the biggest things I hear from people when they're considering creating a quiz for their business is, I have no idea how to even begin this process, or they have big, big reservations around one of two things. One is writing of the questions, and the second is the tech piece. Usually people fall into one of two camps. Either they're more freaked out by one or the other. So we've really broken this down into a few simple steps, which I won't have a ton. We don't have time to get into the nitty gritty of everything, but I'm big on, you know, I try to make everything we do, as especially this, you know, creating a quiz, if I can make it as paint by numbers as possible, that's the goal, right? Especially for something like this. So we've just broken it down so that you can see the path to the finish line. That first step is simply strategize. You want to create a quiz with intention. If you're going to take the time to implement something that is going to grow your business, you want it to grow your business in the right way. So through the strategize process, it's important to get clear on where you want your business to go. Clear enough. I always like to say that, emphasize clear enough on where you want your business to go. And then you want to get an idea of how you want your quiz to actually serve your business. So quiz does a lot more than grow your email list. We haven't really talked about that. However, a quiz can segment your audience. It can help you learn a lot more about them. Like I mentioned, my first quiz did, and among other things, it can direct people towards a specific offer of yours. If you have a lot of them, also be a great way to qualify potential clients. So there's lots and lots of different ways you can leverage a quiz in your business. And I recommend that you focus on prioritizing just one of those four that I mentioned when you go to create your quiz. So that's what happens in the strategize phase. There's a couple other pieces in there, but for time purposes, I'll keep it simple. Then we move on to the create phase. This is where we decide and solidify our quiz topic and title, as well as the quiz questions themselves, what the outcomes are going to be. Not in that order. We actually decide what the outcomes are going to be first, and then decide what the questions are going to be and the various response options. So meaning, you know, if you've got A, B, and C options, what those actually are, we write them out inside our programs and things like that. We have like a method, because I know that can really trip people up. So we keep it simple, but it really isn't that complicated. And if you've taken a quiz like this, you get what I'm saying here, that it's, you know, you ask some questions to uncover information and help people to self-reflect. That's a really, really an amazing additional bit of value that quizzes can offer to people beyond just knowing their outcome, is the self-discovery that happens through the process. So phase two is the create phase. Then the setup phase. And this is what freaks a lot of people out, especially if you're the creative type, not as much the tech type, but there are several great platforms out there that make it really simple for you to set your quiz up. And I'm always a fan of simple over fancy, especially at first. Keeping it simple is going to help everything get smoothed out. Plus, once you launch the quiz, if you want to get fancy later, you can see which tweaks that you make are actually making a difference and are actually, you know, generating better and better results. If you go full on fancy at first, you won't exactly know what's working and what's not, and it tends to end up messier. So the setup phase is third. And that involves, you know, setting the quiz content up on a platform as well as connecting it with an email provider. It's a lot simpler than it may sound. Then finally, phase four is both promote and follow up. That's a twofold phase. And that really encompasses everything that I mentioned in the, when I was answering the previous question about those couple of game changers that a lot of business owners tend to skip. And that is the follow up. So making sure that your outcome content is really strong and gives people a reason to want to go open their inbox as well. And then some additional follow up communications to support them on their journey towards what you offer. And then, of course, a way to actually put the quiz out into the world. So those four phases to summarize: strategize, create, set up, and then promote and follow up.
Those are really great. And I love the way you broke it down. So thank you so much. A couple of questions came up. One, when you're talking about the questions, do you find in your experience of doing that, that there's a sweet spot of how many questions? Is it 10 questions, 15, 20? What's the sweet spot?
Yep. And this super straightforward, boring answer, if you will, 6 to 10. I typically, if you go less than six, people didn't feel like they had enough of an actual experience with your brand for you to have given them a true meaningful outcome. If you go further than 10, you can maybe stretch up to 12, but keeping it to 10, you're going to have a lot more success rate with people actually finishing.
Oh, that's really great to know. And then when you were talking about the setup and that there's a lot of different ones, simple platforms, can you recommend a few?
I can, and I'll be perfectly honest. I've got a no opt-in required PDF that breaks down the pros and the cons because every business is different. And I'll be, again, perfectly honest that I've got my qualms with all of them. I have things I love about them and things I don't love about all of them. So my top two recommended, they're AnnMarieRose.com/quiz platforms. No opt-in. It's going to bring a PDF right up and you can read. My top two are Outgrow and Interact at the moment. That could change, but those have my top two and my pros and cons about each of them because I want you to make an informed decision and know what you're dealing with. So I've broken it down. I've messed around with lots and lots of them for years and years. And those are the two that it comes down to are my preferences at the moment.
Perfect. And again, what is the site again for people to go to get that?
Yep. AnnMarieRose.com/quiz platforms.
Quiz platforms. Perfect. Thank you so much. And we'll make sure that we have that in the show notes so that you'll be able to just go below and click on that. So this is the portion of the show where we love to talk about strategy. And this is the Marketing, Media, and Money show. And you have shared so much information. And I know everybody is going to want to connect with you. So first of all, what's the best way for them to connect with you? Because I know they're going to want to.
They can just head to my website. It's AnnMarieRose.com. There's quizzes you can take there and, you know, social media is linked there. So it's a good starting point.
Great. Thank you so much. And we'll have that link below as well. So this is the Marketing, Media, Money show, like I said, and this is the portion of the show that I call #OpenMic, where I hand the mic over to our guest and say, while you deliver some amazing content, we're going to focus a little bit right now on marketing, media, and money. So what would you say is your number one marketing, media, or money strategy?
How about a combination of all three?
Beautiful.
And that is to leverage the back end of your quiz, the outcome page specifically, to actually sell a small priced offer or invite them to some type of deeper experience with your brand. So if you do decide that creating a quiz or assessment is right for you, I'm going to encourage you to use the outcome page. And I always recommend, yes, ask for their name and email. You always want to do that. And on the front end of the quiz, you, whatever it is that your quiz is promising to give people clarity and direction around, it should be worth them giving their name and email. So once they enter that, that information, they'll see an outcome page. And on that outcome page, there's lots of different ways you can do this, so I won't bring you into the weeds too much, but on the outcome page, you want to give them their results. Obviously, it's great from a media standpoint to add some video in there if you're comfortable. People really connect with video. I like a video that's maybe 5 minutes or less. And guess what? It can basically be you repeating what is already on the results page. People learn in different ways. So your person who doesn't want to sit and read something may instead want to watch a video. So adding a video in, but then also having a call to action on that page that is to take an even further next step with your brand right out of the gates. So we offer this for our brand message breakthrough quiz. We have a mini course that's on the back end of that particular quiz that offers people a limited time offer for that. It's normally 97. I think it's 27 once someone takes the quiz for 24 hours or so. There's just, it's a great opportunity to help people go deeper faster. And there's people that, by the way, they just want the full-on solution. But you don't, if you try to give them everything just in text on the outcome page, they're not going to receive it. They're not going to do anything with it. You want to give them just enough so that they have greater clarity and direction on the outcome page itself, but then invite them to take a next step with your brand right away. That could be hop on a call. It could be purchase a small offer. That's a really great way to move to generate revenue and also give people what they're looking for faster. Sure, there's going to be some people that want to read all your emails, but there's people probably like me who I call myself a button. I'm looking for the button. Where's the button I can click to get my problem solved? You're going to have people like that in your audience too. So give them the button to click.
That totally makes sense. And you came bearing a gift. So of course we couldn't be spending all this time talking about a quiz or an assessment without inviting you to be able to share in that knowledge as well. So tell us a little bit about the gift, and we will have the button below for you to click to receive the gift as well.
Of course, if you are listening to this right now and you're thinking, I think I could really benefit from using a quiz in my business, then I invite you to figure out what type of quiz. There are several different types of quizzes that you could leverage in your business. So I invite you to find out which one's right for you. And you can do it in 2 minutes or less by taking my quiz, the quiz quiz, and which we is what we affectionately refer to it as internally, but you can also find it at thequizquiz.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, Anne-Marie, for being here with me today. I really appreciate you going a little deeper into the framework, kind of like setting the stage for people so that by the time, I'm sure right now, they're like, oh yes, I definitely either want to take that quiz and find out what the right kind is, or they're absolutely sure that yes, they know that a quiz in their business is what they should be doing. So thank you so much for being here with me today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And we want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, the Marketing Media Money Podcast and Magazine, are sponsored by the Exacta Corporation, founder of the Corporate Organizer, More Than a CRM, and award-winning Family Organizer Plus. One busy life, two easy apps. Learn more at www.exactacorp.com. And since we are talking about quizzes, I'm going to invite you to take our quiz as well and just kind of ask yourself, where should I focus my time and energy to attract highly qualified ideal clients? So you can go to www.m3, that stands for marketing, media, and money. So m3bizquiz.com. So thank you for joining us on the Marketing Media Money Podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, and I'm sure you did, please subscribe and review the podcast on your favorite listening platform. So make sure you take this in. I know that a quiz is probably going to be the best thing for you too. Go to thequizquiz.com, like Anne-Marie said, figure out what is the best type for you and take action, because it all starts with taking action. So thank you so much. Have a fabulous week, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.